Okay, can I just check? How's the sound today? Is that okay? Does anyone need it a bit louder? Yeah, I think it's because Sarah and I have different size ears. Maybe is that better? That didn't make a difference. Is it on?
No. Yes.
Yes and no. Feel free to say. You have an idea, Ayla.
So even if I find
So it let's see, user error. Ah, you mean just like just to check it. Oh yeah, good point. It's not doing anything, is it? I think it's this then. You do hear something. Now I hear it. Now I hear myself. Okay, so maybe I should just keep making some sounds. And that, how's that? Is that a little bit too much now? Anyone overbearing? Okay, great. So in a way, it would be good if it was too quiet, too loud, something like this. So in life, oftentimes, experience is a little bit out of the range of what we really want. It's skillful to make changes to our environment and to things, and then we just have to accept like that's as good as we can get. So today, we're going to touch on the really unpleasant side of the curriculum of Dharma practice, like meeting unpleasant things, meeting the things we don't, we're not kind of wired up to feel like we want. And within that, we actually have various ideas and things who will come in contact us. But one I just want to mention is about something like the heating, or like how much air there is in the room, or all the rest. Wearing a mask, you know, needing to do that, it's, oh, it's whatever. So a lot of appreciation for everyone for participating in, making this a supportive and enjoyable environment. And anyone who's been on a retreat in the summertime will know we have the window wars. I want the windows open, I want the windows closed. The air conditioning, discussions is like, colder, hotter, not blowing on me. I feel like I'm in a fridge, and someone else is like burning up and sweating. We can't get it right for everyone all the time. And now we have the heater that we put on some of the time, and we're not going to get it perfect. But we're going to trust in our managers to make adjustments as best they can. And anyone who suddenly looked at Sagiv and saw that he's wearing a t-shirt in here, maybe you feel worried, but don't worry, he's sensitive to your needs. He's looking at you and getting a sense of what we can do there. So we'll put the heater on regularly. And if you it's not on enough, practice with that as much as you can. And if you go beyond the limit of what you feel is tolerable, leave a note. And we'll make adjustments to get it as well as we can. So with that, be ready, kind of take off some layers, put some layers on every so often. We don't have to kind of every 5 minutes we find ourselves doing that. It could become difficult. But just in general, be available for that. And we've put some more shawls at the back of the hall. So if you like to wear a shawl or have one handy, feel free to do that if you're particularly sensitive to that. So let's say we can imagine things in our practice that can kind of help to change the way we relate to things. And I had a friend, sort of teacher, who shared this idea. And so just to maybe just say something before, things that we say can be useful without being true. Okay? So the Buddha would say, when you're going to say something, is it true? Is it useful? Perhaps being useful might be more important than being true. I don't know. See for yourself. But this one, imagine that anything that's arisen in your attention, so it's gotten your attention, it's actually almost like we can presume it had an intention from its own side to arise and to be met in kindness and care. We could just choose that that's what happened. The bird sings, it wants to be heard in kindness and care. Muscle feels stiff, wants to be known in kindness and care. in a way, it doesn't matter if that's true or not. But if we take that idea, it's like, oh, can I meet this with kindness and care? So can I meet the, oh, I feel too cold, oh, I feel too hot. Can I meet that with kindness and care? So that's one idea that we can bring into the practice then. And if that one works for you or doesn't work for you, there's another one, which is like, can we just soften the reactivity? Yeah. I mean, notice as a human being, very, very sensitive beings can also be very reactive to whatever we sense. So as we pause, we notice what's here. Can we relax or invite to relax the body? Maybe the shoulders are up, shoulders can come down. That will increase the range of what we're able to be with, increase our capacity. Maybe we can notice in the breathing's become more short, or it's become more shallow. As I make contact with something, it's not exactly what I want. Can I actually breathe more deeply? And the real power of bodily fabrication is if we breathe in a way that suggests relaxation, suggests that this is exactly what I want. Yeah. It actually starts to allow us to relax into, enjoy, and soften the reactivity. We could say that the dukkha, the stress, the suffering, is in the reactivity. Now, it's actually not in, you know, being this temperature or not being this temperature. It's not in this kind of vibration, you know, this kind of pressure, this kind of temperature that makes up the feeling of, you know, a painful sensation. Or it's not this particular frequency that makes up that sound. I don't like that sound. Those sounds, no. These sounds, yes, this one, no. They're all just frequencies, just pitches. Yeah. As you see, the dukkha is in the reactivity, not in the speed of vibration, not in the temperature itself. And so we can soften that. We can breathe around painful, unpleasant sensations. We can breathe out, relaxing around them, softening. And another way is we can open the space. So this one really works in the sound sphere. Yeah, you notice that as you listen to something and it's unpleasant, it's kind of like a you. I know where you are in space. I said, no. We actually just open around that. Yeah. And it's actually nicer. Yeah. You can't necessarily stop sounds from arising, but we can open around that. Just give ourselves a little bit of an easier experience. Allowing them to exist. Yeah. And within all of that, also remember, you can be intentional with where you place your attention. Like, do you want to be paying attention to that? Or is there something else in the environment that would be more supportive, more beneficial to bring the attention to? So both as the main practice, we'll continue with just getting ourselves into contact with the breath, with the sounds, the sensitivity. And we notice at times, you know, the mind's going to go towards the negativity, towards not good, what's not good enough, what we don't like. And we have those other ways of relating, opening, softening, relaxing, imagining it wants to be known in kindness and care. And that we could do that for a little bit. But then balancing that, and then just come back, just have a few breaths and the sounds. Yeah. So that's kind of the idea in the practice. So if it feels really complicated, just stick with what's simple. Yeah. Developing that steadiness, developing that continuity, gathering together, body, heart, mind. Yes, a bit more unified. And when we get distracted away, a really key idea for today will be practicing in slow motion, going slow. I noticed this, staying there, holding the space for that. And then coming back. we mentioned yesterday and also in the instructions and in the talk, you know, working with bringing an appropriate response to our energy levels. Yeah. So if you remember, if you notice the energy level can be a bit too low, it's too little energy. So you can always just support yourself in that posture to be here, to arrive. And you can imagine breathing in and that awakening, enlivening the body. Maybe there's a brightness, light coming in, whatever brings interest. Yes. Yeah. Wow. What would it be like to know this space? So much to discover. There's too much energy against opening that space, bringing in the kindness, bringing in a sense of being supported in the practice, supported by the earth, and also the releasing on that out-breath. Just like release, let it go, let it open. We're not trying to, you know, get things absolutely perfect. So there's that playfulness, there's that patience, also that persistence, keep trying things. Yeah, it's not, there's no switches in meditation. It's not like, oh, I'm having this experience, and switch over to the other one. It's more like the volume. Yeah, just like turn it up, turn it down very slowly, and then it's like a delay to do that. So some of you will be familiar with working with, you know, things outside of our comfort range. But if not, it is unfamiliar. You know, it's not what we normally do. It isn't a normal person who's, ah, yes, fantastic. There's pain in my leg. That's just what I wanted. Ah, great. They started to drill into my wall. Lovely. I really love it when there's that drilling sound. So we're opening things in a different way. We're trying on a different way of looking. So, ah, yes, this wants to be met with kindness and care. Can I do it? So always knowing this, you've always got the permission to change the object. What makes up an experience, the object and the atmosphere. So you can change the object. But here we're looking a little bit more when we can try it, changing that atmosphere. Yeah. And so it means we need to be present to what's unfolding. We want to be meeting the unpleasantness that's present, not the one that we're just imagining might come. The real one that we can get to know it, get to know the sensations, get to know the vibrations. And remember that sensitivity to possibility. Yeah. There's always another way of relating to this that's possible. And the way of relating really shapes the experience, really does. Oftentimes much more than changing from one object to another. It's actually changing the atmosphere, bringing in more metta, bringing in more kindness. So we could say, normally, unpleasantness arises and we get kind of a hindrance response to some form of dukkha, some form of distress. But the invitation today is to see, can we head more towards the parami, more towards awakening, more towards something beautiful? The metta, the patience, generosity. You're welcomed also to be here. Even if you're not what I'm, you know, wired up to think are beautiful, I can welcome you, I can be with you, I can hold the space for you. And as always, when we're doing something that's less familiar, go for the easier parts first, yeah? It's like, oh, right, I get it, now let's go to the really painful, traumatic, distressing, horrific. No, just like start with what feels like a bit of a challenge, get to know what it's like to meet that. Might be a tendency is, oh, there's pain here, let's go right into it, let's go right towards it, dive right into the heart of it. Maybe it's more sensible. It's like, what's the boundary of this like? I get to know that area. Yeah, it's like touch around it, breathe around it, let the breath soothe the space around with the in-breath, the out-breath. Yeah. Slowly it might open a bit more. Get a bit closer. Don't rush it. It might be more helpful to, rather than have, I don't know what you'd call it, like a like a really kind of like focus of the attention, yeah, like that laser focus into painful things. More, allow it to come to you. That makes sense. And like just hold the space and just allow that vibration, that sense of things to come towards you. It's quite a different mode of attention than we might normally practice or even practice in our meditations. It's almost like open the attention to this. Let it arrive into this field of kindness and care. If that's really unfamiliar, then just paying attention, but paying attention to the boundary of things will be enough. Mentioned before, just repeat it, going slow. Particularly the mind's going to wander to places, just going slow, not rushing to come back. Seeing this also as an extension of what we were doing from yesterday. Having a slightly more comfortable experience. So just relaxing the face, relax the shoulders, relax the belly. Relax the awareness, right? Get really shrunken. Whole body here. Be sensitive to the whole body and bring the attention to the breath. Or when we're listening to the sounds, letting the awareness released, relaxed, out. You don't need to hold it tight towards you, just let it open out into the field of sounds, just letting things arise and pass within them. So we're talking about meeting the discomfort, meeting the less pleasant. But this might still, at times, be the opportunity of just lingering in the well-being, you know, lingering in the field, like remaining, being in contact, sustaining, remaining for a bit longer, sort of lingering, in the beautiful qualities of heart and mind. So you can let that touch you as well. Because as we release and relax the resistance to things, maybe also the heart, the mind, the body, they all open a little bit more. And in that opening, it can be quite delightful. Maybe the breath flows in a smoother way. Still, the sensation is here. Yeah. Maybe it changes a little bit because it's dependent on that relationship. Maybe we can enjoy that, enjoy that we're showing up, enjoy that this is being met well. We move from reactive to responsive. Open the range of what we can need. Okay, so let's bring this into a period of practice, just to remind you. We could imagine anything that arises, anything that meets your attention, is there to be met with kindness and care. We can imagine that that's true. It doesn't have to be true. It would be useful to see it that way. We can soften the signals of reactivity that we find in the body. Tightness. Let that relax as we get to know the experience. And we're not diving straight into the heart of it, we're just getting to know that feel. Allowing it to arise. Breathing into or around it. Breathing out through or around it. If it's a body sensation, be really helpful. If it's a sound, opening the space. So seeing what's the right posture for you to support this, just making any adjustments to that. Understanding your energy level is something to respond to skillfully. Where do you want to rest the attention? Maybe the breath, the body, the sounds. Just choosing that. That'll be our anchor for the practice when we'll come back to it. So if you're in the body, the breath, noticing his whole body here, keeping that in the background, so pay attention to the sensations. Really wanting to get to know the rhythm, the feeling, the sense of whatever it is. We're in the listening, in the sounds. Seeing, want that awareness to be quite large, open out to the horizons of the sounds that we can hear. Is it more close and more precise? It supports you to be relaxed and present with what's arising. When the mind wanders away from the object of the attention, just notice, oh, where did it go? No blame, no judgment. Of course it's going to wander. No disappointment at all. Because right now we're present again, have that possibility. If it's something that's not so easy, not so pleasant to be with, we'll just soften around it, breathe with it, listen to it. Or we can return to the object of attention. Any time, this is what the Buddha was saying, there's going to be a subtle hindrance of too much energy or too little energy. So not a problem, it's something to respond to. So just noticing, could there be, maybe there could be just a little bit more presence. So you could use the breath, the in-breath, the brightness. I just want to check, oh, is my posture actually upright? Am I leaning forwards or backwards, left or right? Maybe very small adjustments. Oh, yeah. That's it. Now I feel a bit more present. Sometimes it's too much energy. Oh, yeah, I just need to ease off a little bit. Maybe it's leaning back, so slightly relaxing. Relaxing on the out-breath. Letting the awareness open and sound. See if that supports you to be more present. So again, just noticing where we are, what's in attention. The mind has wandered away from the more subtle meditation object to something more gross, more emotional, really understandable. It's the nature of the mind to be sensitive to these things, to create in this way. How would it be now to gather body, heart, mind together, open, to listen to what's here, depending on what you're doing in your attention right now? You're able to cultivate a more comfortable, enjoyable experience. Adjusting the energy levels, brightness, we need more energy, release, relaxing. the mind's wandering a lot, we can even just count a few breaths. If we can be with all of three breaths. Really wanting to be with the breath, giving ourselves that little challenge. Can I do three in a row? Now, however stable the attention feels, we just invite in something that's mildly unpleasant. It might just be sensation in the body, something that feels stiff or blocked. If the body's not the right place for us, something in the sounds. Not so enjoyable, maybe the hiss or something else. We feel or imagine it's just an energy waiting to be known. How we meet it really matters. Notice if there's any kind of shrinking away from it, recognizing that, knowing it's not the only possibility. We can welcome it just a little bit, open to it, allow for it to be there. Maybe we can do that a lot. Particularly with the body sensations, maybe we can just come into the neighborhood of that area or welcome that into attention, into awareness, and receive it. Sometimes these subtler difficulties may even disappear when we lessen the reactivity. If they do, that's fine. You can either stay with their absence if the attention is steady, quite refined, quite subtle. Or we could turn to something else. Or maybe it doesn't disappear. We just continue with this, and we can move to another area, location, offer kindness to that. Just to kind of name the insight, if things change when we relate to them differently, it's a sign of their emptiness. It's a sign of the power of the way of looking. This depends on how I meet it. Maybe everything depends on how you meet. Being intentional, where do you want to rest your attention? Another mild discomfort or a slightly unpleasant sound? Come back to the breath, come back to just open listening, getting comfortable. Feel free to choose what feels helpful. An invitation again, really slowly noticing what's in attention here. Quickly trying to change, just noticing where the attention is, where it's landing. Is it possible to see that this wishes to be met in kindness and care? And maybe you feel you have the capacity to do that, to be with this. With spaciousness, with interest, with intention. And we breathe with it. We listen to it. As we do so, so relaxing with it, inviting relaxation through the body. Or maybe the breath to be longer, smoother, softer. Particularly if it's a sensation, maybe the breath can go towards, into or around. There's an area of tightness, stiff, maybe even slightly painful in the body we could come towards. Invite into kind attention. Just wants to get to know, doesn't want to fix, doesn't want to erase or remove. Maybe the attention just hovers in the neighborhood of there. We can somewhere invite it into attention. A wide way. Maybe breathe. Continue breathing as we feel into it. Maybe even that breath. But go towards and around it. Into it, filling it with breath. Our breath releasing, relaxing, soothing, smoothing. Again, around, through, whatever feels right. It's that quality of kindness just naturally coming through in the breath, in the way we listen, the way we hold attention, where we offer attention. Just noticing again where attention's landed. Seeing, could this be met with kindness and care? Whatever that might mean. It might mean softening, it might mean just giving space. Moving from reactivity to kindness. More like towards kindness, just a little bit more gentleness, softness, interest. As we come into the last few minutes, just knowing we have this capacity to meet more challenging areas with kindness and care. Maybe we can also just rest into a little bit of appreciation for doing this practice. Allow yourself to have an enjoyable breath. Maybe just enjoy it for comfort, the ease that it can bring as we get the whole body, heart, mind, attention, awareness, consciousness all together in this moment to have a pleasant abiding. Body and breath, not quite the location for you right now. Doing the same with the listening, just opening to what's here, enjoying to be able to hear. Be able to be conscious and sensitive to life, to relax the awareness outwards. Letting yourself be touched by listening inwardly and outwardly. Very slowly relaxing through the face, relaxing the shoulders, releasing the belly. And then everything that arises in awareness, be met with kindness. Thank you. thank you for your practice this morning. I hope this can be kind of a helpful mode of bringing attention to things. And see, it's similar in many ways to, we can bring it towards things which are pleasant, neutral, and also less pleasant, less normally enjoyed, and shift and change things. And so if you want to, you can just keep developing this, seeing what other areas it can meet. Meet the body sensations, meet the sounds that arise. And getting familiar with that hopefully will also give us a confidence that we can also bring this towards thoughts, other emotions, a wider range. But don't go too complex too quickly. Get comfortable and also get somewhat confident that, yeah, the way of relating really affects how things unfold, how things appear. You mentioned yesterday in the posture, really taking care of the body. Yeah. So like gaining a capacity to be less reactive to painful sensations in the body might also encourage us to leave the body in unwholesome postures for longer. So like marrying it up, like, am I being really kind to the body? Am I really looking after the body? Yeah. And if you have pains and aches that are building up because of, you know, postures you're choosing to be in, just taking care of that, making sure that that's also, you know, in balance. We're using wisdom as well as utilizing the capacity of the mind to create an easeful relationship to the more painful experiences. So like just as in the hall, sometimes it's worth saying, I can't hear, turn the volume up. You know, we have the same atmosphere towards the body. It's like, I can't feel my legs. So skillfully moving them, placing them in a more sensible area. Yeah. So I'll just say a couple of words about bringing this across into the walking practice. Yeah. So as I said before, it's really lovely to see people doing the walking practice. It's also really lovely to see you, you know, coming into the hall and practicing. At some point, we can start to not see the point for doing walking meditation. So, this is meditation. And then there's this other thing that we have to say is walking and kind of meditation. But actually, a lot of the insights, maybe so I said this yesterday, but a lot of the insights that we get, like the deep, clear seeing of our experience, actually come to us through doing the walking practice. So there's something in that walking I think is really, really useful, really, really skillful. So we have, if you sometimes feel like, I don't really feel like doing the walking, and without the support of the rest of the group, in a certain sense, we might just wander off and realize there's actually quite a few things I need to do, like, you know, there are those cobwebs in my room that need to be cleared away, there's that cup of tea that I've been promising myself. So you can do all those things as well. But also, you know, do the walking meditation. It's a really rich part of the practice. And so if it feels a little bit across an edge, then it's also a discomfort that we can meet with kindness and care. It's like, I have that thought. I don't want to do you. It's like, I'm going to do you, and I'm going to explore what it's like to do something that I kind of don't want to do, you know, if that comes up for you. If you're completely in love with the walking meditation, it's the other way around, with the sitting or feeding yourself or whatever else it is, then, you know, have that range. Go into there. Can we meet that? Can we tolerate that? Can we relax with that within it and still do it? Still do what we wish to be doing. It's such a kind of important question that's been lingering around since ancient times. It's like, I know what I need to do, but why is it so difficult to do what's good for me, what's good for others? Why is that? It's an interesting question. It's really clear. I know what would be good for me to do. And then in the moment, it's like, I think I'll do something else. Yeah, really. Yeah, it's confused the ancients, you know, Socrates, where, you know, everyone's been talking about this idea. And so we get to practice it. It's like, it's actually not that difficult once you begin. So just beginning, just doing it, sticking with it, gaining such a good life skill. So as we're doing the walking, really remaining sensitive to everything that comes up. It's like, walking on this. How is it? Not so nice. Okay. I can also meet that. Hold the space for that. Know how to relax in the midst of this. Yeah. And so perhaps relaxing, opening, can be kind of part of what we do through today. So still doing it, still showing up, still relaxing, still open, being sensitive. And not forgetting, like we had yesterday, so stopping, pausing, appreciating the flowers, appreciating the community, appreciating things, letting ourselves be open to the beautiful as well. Okay, so we'll take a couple of minutes to transition. And those who have any kind of questions related to the practice today or other things, you can stay in the hall. We'll have up to half an hour of questions and responses and sharings and reflections, get a little bit more clear about things. But if you feel pretty clear, you're really welcome to enjoy the walking practice. Okay, thank you. Thank you.